Hello, this is Pastor Cal Hampton. I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to our Second Mile podcast. It is my prayer that the Spirit of God might just enliven your spirit so that you might get a word from heaven today. And as always, you have an invite to come and worship with us down here at Second Mile Church on 804 Riverside Drive in Clarksville. May the Lord bless you. Thank you.
Pray with me this morning. In the quietness of the moment, we just ask that we humbly look up to our Lord, the awesome God, God of mercy, grace, and peace. Father, we lift up the word Jesus this morning to you. And we do indeed ask that you speak to our hearts this morning. With all that's going on in the world, we all have different things and situations. Around this room, there's great need for peace. But we would always need to remember the great news, but among all news that we hear today, is that Jesus is Lord. And he came to save. And all we have to do is accept. Be with us now as we hear the word. Open our hearts, our ears, our minds, so that we can receive what you would have us hear today. We love you, Lord. And we're so grateful for this time of worship. For it's in the great name of Jesus I pray, amen.
Amen. Just remain standing for the reading of God's word. This is where we are this morning. This is the sixth in a sermon series on what does it mean to follow Jesus. Listen to the Word of God. Follow along with me in Psalm 1 if you like. Psalm chapter 1. Blessed is the man or woman who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Lord, would you rightly divide the word of truth this morning? As we just got through singing, speak, Lord. Speak to our hearts. And give us the courage and the wherewithal to be obedient to what your word tells us to do. In Jesus' name, and for his sake, we all pray. Amen. Please be seated. Well, we've been learning what it means to follow Jesus. We learned several weeks ago that if you're a follower of Christ, if you're following Jesus, you are a member. You've been baptized into this body of Christ, and every member is supposed to do his or her part. We also learned that a true follower of Christ believes in prayer and practices prayer. You're a prayer warrior. And we also learned that following Christ means that from time to time on a consistent basis, we cheerfully give of our tithes and offerings. And then we learned 2 weeks ago that if you're following Christ, you are a servant. You serve other people. And in so doing, we're serving Him. And then last week, we looked at true followers are people who go fishing. I'm not talking about down here on the river. I'm talking about fishing for the souls of men and women. We're a witness. We share our faith. And so I'm going to wrap this sermon series up this morning by talking about, we've already learned what it means to follow Jesus, what a true follower looks like. And I've had people ask me this before, does it really pay to follow Jesus? Does it pay to serve the Lord? Well, I was talking about this very thing to someone this week, and we didn't agree on some things, but what we did agree on was that the Lord has an unbelievable retirement plan that's out of this world for His people. Amen? Now, this side got that. Let me say it over here. God's got a retirement plan that's out of this world for you. If you're a follower of Christ Jesus, that's what we're looking at. So, what does it mean to follow Jesus? Well, we've learned that over the last few weeks, but more specifically, what are the benefits in following Jesus? What rewards does He give to His people? Well, the psalmist, now I understand, David wrote Psalm 1 1,000 years before Jesus ever showed up. I get all of that. And so while we're not talking about true followers of Christ in this passage, we are talking about righteous people. We are talking about godly people. And so who are the godly people? Who are the righteous people today? Well, they're the followers of Christ Jesus. Tell somebody, I'm a follower. Now. Followers of Christ do not, the Scripture says here in Psalm 1, do not listen to the counsel of the ungodly. True followers of Christ do not linger in the path of the ungodly. True believers do not laugh at the mockery of the ungodly. A true believer is someone who so meditates on the Word of God day in and day out that the Word of God, the Scriptures, becomes his or her delight. For those who are following Christ, we trust and obey the Scriptures. We give it our full attention. We give it our full affection. That's what it means to be a follower of Christ Jesus. And so as a result, we have a different counsel than the ungodly. We keep different company than the ungodly. We have a different cause than the ungodly. And so the Lord Jesus becomes our priority, our purpose, our praise, our everything, our all in all. That's what it means to follow Jesus, and there's some tremendous benefits for those who follow Christ. Are you ready? Say, I want to hear about those benefits. Amen, little sister. Out of the mouths of babes, the Scripture says. Now, we're going to focus on verse 3 because this is the meat of this passage. And the first thing, if you're a follower of Christ, if you're following, I know we're not perfect, amen? Look at your neighbor and say, you ain't perfect. But now tell your neighbor, he is. All right? So, here's the first truth I want to give to you. Does it pay to follow Jesus? Yes. Those who follow Christ, who meditate on His Word, who believe and obey and love the Scriptures and love the Son of God, here it is. You will experience stability. Stability. Say that with me. Stability. There it is in verse 3. He or she shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Now, we've got the Cumberland River down here. And some of these trees are so big you can't even see the river. Some of the largest trees in Montgomery County are down on the river. Why do those trees get so big? You know, even the flood didn't wash those big trees away. They're still there. They're strong. They're steady. They're stable. Why is that? Because their roots run deep. And those roots that run deep, deep down in the ground provide nourishment for everything that tree needs, and it keeps them stable and strong. Can I get a witness? And so if you're following Christ, you've got a hidden life. Your roots run deep. And you're not blown away by every wind and circumstance. You have a stable life. Now, this has been some other week. A lot of you all have had trouble and some major things happen to you in your life. But I want to tell you, the true follower of Christ doesn't just fall to pieces every time something happens. Because your roots run deep. And God, when God allows these storms to come, it's so that we might grow stronger on the other side of that storm and be able to help others. And so, stability. I want to tell you, We've got some stable believers in this church. People you can count on. People that are not just going to be swayed by all the things that happen to us. Their roots run deep. Oh no, he's going to call on me. Let me just show you a few folks who you can count on in our church. I'm not going to call any names here, but if you are a Bible study teacher, if you have a part in preaching and teaching the Word of God to any age group in this church, would you stand to your feet and keep standing? That's right, just go ahead and stand. Now I want y'all to look around the room. These are some of the most stable people you'll find. Why is that? Because they meditate on the Word of God. They give it their full attention and their full affection. And so God has provided stability in their life. Give God praise, Second Mile. And it's not because they're so special, it's because our God is so special. I'm sitting here looking at Melanie. She teaches the Word of God every Monday night. I guess it's still every Monday night, isn't it, sister? All right, not in the summer. Takes a break. But these folks who are in the Word and who are meditating on the Word and who love the Scriptures and who are doing everything that they know that it tells them to do, they are filled with stability. And I want to tell you, as a pastor, I like being surrounded by stable, strong folks. You need stability in the world we're living today. And you'll get that by sinking your roots deep in the Word of God. Did you hear what I just said? You'll get that stability by sinking your roots deep. You know, Jesus is not just the written Word. He's the living Word. And He'll give you strength. He'll give you stability. He'll help you to stay steady when the storms come. And you do know that tough times are going to come our way. We're not exempt from the tough things that this world has to offer. But I want to tell you, we can stand when everybody else is falling. Amen. So you will experience stability. Now I could have called on some others, you know, as prime examples, but I have a fondness for my Bible. And do you know who gets the most out of Bible study? It's the folks who are preparing to teach. And God just pours into them. So I'm thankful for stability. And then there's a second thing that God does, a benefit, a reward for those who are following Christ. Look again at verse 3. He says, that brings forth its fruit in its season. The follower of Christ not only experiences stability, but experiences productivity. They produce fruit in their life. These trees are not fruit trees, but obviously they bear fruit in season. And a believer who is meditating in and on the Word of God, who is sinking their roots deep, they're going to bear fruit, good fruit. And their fruit remains. And that spiritual fruit that they're bearing lasts for all of eternity. They do good things for the glory of God. Hallelujah. Y'all know what the fruit of the Spirit, y'all know what those are? Galatians 5:22. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Eight of them. And I want to tell you, God just provides for us in order that we might do. Now your good works will never save you, but if you're saved, you do good things for God's glory. How many of you have ever gotten some sourdough bread from Miss Dorothy Graves? Woo! How many of you got a card in the last month of encouragement from somebody in this church? Let me brag on Paula Poe. Wave at everybody, Paula. I was having a bad year one day a couple of weeks ago. And this dear sweet lady sent me a card and it just blessed my socks off right at the time that I needed to hear it. And I love you, sister. Thank you for allowing God to speak through you. Our children's ministry is so productive. Tremendous ministry going on back here and down there. How many of you ever seen, y'all know who Terry Perry is? Everybody knows Terry. You can catch her at 6 o'clock tonight. And she's teaching the Word of God to our children. And there's some grown-up children that like to listen at 6. You will be productive. You will be doing things that really do count. Don't you love pulling up on the parking lot? And man, old Danny Smothers and Ross Milliken and Mike Boysaw and Mike Rainey and all those guys out there. And then you come in the doors now and there's Martha Smith and Janice Peacher and Melinda. Oh, listen. You will be a productive child of God. That's one of the blessings of being in the Word of God and following the Word of God. Productivity. You will do good things and your fruit will last for all of eternity. Don't you love to smell good fruit? Ah, breathe in. Smell all that fruit. Some of you all are so productive. Gina over here. This was a tough Mother's Day for me because this is my first time without mom. Some of you all know what I'm talking about. And it was my first Mother's Day. And all my sisters ran off and left me. Bless them, Lord. But on the way out the door, that day, Gina brings me a copy of Mama's obituary with Mama's beautiful face on the front. I'll never forget that, sister. Being productive. Our deacons are doing productive ministry. Right now, our church council is doing productive ministry. You will experience stability and productivity. Now, you senior adults, listen up. Y'all are the apple of my eye. I love our senior adults. Because guess what? In August, I'll be 65. They're already trying to get me signed up, Shan, on all this junk. Don't want any of it. Look at longevity. Look at this. Whose leaf also shall not wither. Longevity. In other words, these folks are making a difference. They may not live long lives, but the lives they live are very, very good. Longevity. And I mean, we need some believers today who will stand when everybody else is falling. We need some believers today who will head out and go forward when everybody else is in retreat. We need some believers who will run when everybody else is going that way. We need some believers who will speak when everybody else is telling you to shut up. Hallelujah. God will give you some tremendous longevity in your ministry. And I think about people who are making a difference. In other words, what am I talking about? I'm talking about leaving a legacy. Leaving a legacy of spiritual things. Mary Margaret, there you are, just sitting there ready for me to pick on you. This sweet lady, I don't know how many grandchildren and great-grandchildren she's got, but she is pouring into every one of them, and she's got, some of those kids have drug problems. She keeps dragging them to church. Right? God bless you, sister. And how many of you have ever had any... We went over to her house at Christmas to try to be a blessing to her and sing to her. And you know what she did? She did this to me. And so I walk up to the door. This is in the middle of all this COVID mess. And she gave me a huge plastic tub of hot chocolate chip, freshly baked cookies. Glory to God. That's the kind of thing I'm talking about. Making a difference. Leaving a lasting legacy. Y'all do know, one of these days, if Jesus tarries, guess what's going to happen? Now, this is not really encouraging, but you're going to die. And they're going to be eating chicken, fried chicken, and potato salad in your honor. And they're going to be sitting around a table, and guess what? They're going to be saying things about us. You're gone, but your life speaks on. And some of you all are in here this morning, you're thinking about giving up. You're thinking about quitting. You're thinking about walking away. Asking, this stuff, it just isn't worth it. Don't you quit. You senior adults, don't you quit. You hit the tape running. You don't know when what God's going to do next. Yeah, I'm ready to charge hell with a water pistol. Anybody ready to go? We're going to get Dr. Rock back up in here and let him do some more preaching. Longevity, productivity, stability are benefits that God gives people who are following His Son Jesus. There's one final one, and we'll close with this. Prosperity. Oh, that really got y'all's attention there. Have mercy. We can't get our mind off of this. Look at verse 3 again. And whatever he or she does shall what? I'm not a prosperity preacher. I just believe the gospel. I just believe the word of God. Whatever he or she does will prosper. You mean to tell me, Pastor, that if I'm following Jesus and I'm in the word and I love Jesus, he's my passion and my purpose, my priority, all of that, if he's my all in all, you mean tell me he's going to prosper me? That's exactly what I'm telling you. That's exactly what I'm telling you. You will have his favor upon your life. Do you know what you need more than anything else? God's favor. You need his blessings. You need his blessings. And you'll be prosperous. I'm not talking about putting... most of us, if God put a couple $1 million in our bank account, you know what most of us would do? We'd quit following Jesus and trust in the money. And so he'll prosper you in other ways. Now, he may give you a couple $1 million, and if he does, put that tithe in the plate. You'll never get anybody quite like me, yeah. Prosperity. And we got some real... Mark and Betty Barnett. I don't even see them. Where are they? Mark's the prosperous. He's down below. All right. Paul and Peggy Landrum. I can just go through the crowd now. Shannon and Susan. Prosperous people. Do y'all know that Andrew and Melinda, when we first got to talking with them, they didn't live in Clarksville. You know where they lived? He eventually, he got up out of Louisiana and got to God's country. But when they began to think that, maybe God wants them here, you know what they did? They sold everything and moved to Clarksville. That's the kind of prosperity I'm talking about. If you want God's favor, follow Jesus. If you want God's blessing, just do what He tells you to do. And you'll live a prosperous life. Oh, thank God I'm not going to have any more problems. No, the problems may double when you start following Christ, because then you're trying to swim upstream. Y'all, everybody figure this out. Everybody else is going downstream. We're trying to go upstream. We're working against the devil. But hallelujah, greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. And so, prosperity. A lot of ways for God to bless you all. A lot of ways. And I could have called on just about everybody in here this morning as an example of what we're talking about, to live a blessed life. Amen. But now, I got to be true to what the Word says. Look at verse 4. The ungodly are not so. Now, the ungodly are folks who are without Christ. Those who are not following Jesus. There's only two kinds of people, y'all. Godly and ungodly. Righteous and unrighteous. Either your father is Father God or your father is the devil. There's only two people. You're a saint or you ain't. Okay? Look where the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. They're up and down. They're like a yo-yo. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous on the great white throne day of judgment. All of the unbelievers will be summoned, and Jesus is going to judge every one of them. And everything that crowd has been counting on and investing in and putting their lives to is all going to be swept away. Have mercy. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. There's two ways to go in this life. The way of the cross or the way of the curse. The way of the cross leads to heaven. The way of the curse leads to hell. And if you're following Christ, it's the cross-shaped life. And some preacher sold you a bill of good if he didn't tell you up front. Yeah, it pays to follow Jesus, but there's a cost. And it should cost us something. Because look what it cost Jesus. But hallelujah, if you'll surrender to Him here today, stability, productivity, longevity, and prosperity will be yours because you'll have the favor of God upon your life. Now, we've been preaching for 6 weeks, 6 weeks on what it means to follow Jesus. And you've just heard not only what it means to follow Jesus, but what the benefits are in following Christ. And so right now, it's decision time. God's, for some of you all here today, He's drawing a line in the sand and He's asking you to step over and surrender and sell out to the Lord Jesus Christ and become and start following Him with everything that you've got. There's no such thing as this half in, half out, halfway committed, half-hearted. God calls for our all. And that's who winds up with the favor and blessing of God. And so would you just bow your head this morning? This is our time of invitation, our time of response. And we're just going to ask people all over the building right now. If you want to be a true follower of Christ, if you really want to be a true follower of Christ, I'm not asking about your salvation. I'm asking about whether or not you want to surrender totally to Christ. I want you to just one by one, with every head bowed and every eye closed, just stand to your feet. I've decided to follow Jesus, Brother Cal, and I want all that there is from the Christ. Just stand to your feet. You want to talk? I'm not asking about are you saved or not. I'm just saying, do you want all that God has for you in your life? Are you ready to sell out and surrender to Him? Just stand to your feet. Just stand. Nobody's looking around. Just stand to your feet. Amen. Anybody else? I want the favor of God on my life, Pastor. And I know it comes with a cost. But I'm willing to pay the price. Anybody else? Just stand to your feet. Everybody else has their head bowed and eyes closed. Can I do that by just keeping my seat and not standing up? Yes. But there's no accountability with that. None. All right, please be seated. If you're here this morning and you've never followed Christ, you don't know how to be saved, you don't know, you're not sure about that, my Bible tells me if you're under conviction about your sin, and we're all sinners, every one of us, if you're willing to turn from your sin and by faith turn to Christ, and there's that word again, surrender to Him, believing that He's alive forevermore, that He's paid the price for your sin, if you'd be willing to cry out and call on Jesus to save you, He will do that right where you sit. And in just a moment, we're going to ask you to make that decision public. You can fill out a card, that mile marker card, or you can come forward. And we'll pray with you and put some stuff in your hands that you need. I want to pray for you right now. Father, it means a lot to follow Jesus. And it costs something to follow Jesus. But oh God, how worth it all. As Brother Rock reminded us, it will be worth it all when we see Jesus. Oh God, help each one of us to decide to follow Jesus this morning. Help us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please stand. If you need prayer, your family needs prayer, that's what this altar's for. You want somebody to pray over you in your new walk and your new fellowship, we'll pray over you. You come right now.
This is Pastor Cal again. I hope you enjoyed the message. If you'd like to talk to me or another pastor about some issue that you may have, a question you might have, you're free to call 931-332-6288.